your answer phone message. I regularly do cold calling, and on occasions I am confronted by answer phone messages. These can be personal ones, automated, and business. Sometimes these calls make me laugh, others surprise me because they are so strange. An answer phone message could be the first interaction a potential customer has with you or your company. It could create a positive or negative image about you as a person, professional, or the company as a trustworthy, reliable company. Here are some messages I have recently encountered. An overlong message with three alternative mobile numbers. Messages where other numbers are given very quickly, so you are forced to call again. Messages where there is distracting background noise, dogs barking, music being played too loudly, a baby crying. The voice of someone who sounds very uncomfortable leaving a message. A very abrupt message. A voice message where the impression is given that the person is rushing out of the office and is already late. An out-of-date message, possibly there's information about a promotion or vacation dates, but they're out of date. It doesn't give a good impression. The voice of the answer phone is mumbling or inaudible. The voice is too loud. I'm sure you've heard other messages that don't work. So, what does work? The role of an answer phone message is to encourage callers to leave a message to which you will respond by calling them back. You don't need to tell the caller all of your latest products or five alternative numbers. However, for your business, it might be useful to mention opening times of your office, but do encourage people to leave a message so that you can call up the caller. The answer phone is also another means of promoting the business or yourself. You could mention the website address, as well as encouraging them to leave a message, but don't make the message too long. As with any other occasion you're using the telephone, being relaxed with good posture will enable you, your voice and personality to come across well. So before you record the message, plan what you're going to say. If necessary, write it down. Practice changing the script if necessary. Warm up your voice by doing some humming, tongue twisters, etc., as described in the section on your voice. Before you start recording, decide whether you're going to stand or sit. In both cases, go through the warm-up routine of good posture, weight on your feet, shoulders down, relax your jaw, smile, and breathe deeply from your abdomen. Listen to the recording before it goes live. If you aren't happy with the recording, do it again. If you get in a pickle by getting muddled or stressed when recording, have a break for a few minutes and then try again. Remember, you are encouraging callers to leave a message so that you won't miss out on the contact. Do call them back. Exercise. I encourage you to listen to other answer phone messages, which work and which don't, and why. Are there styles that would reflect your company? How can you tailor them to your business?